A Sky original. Light flares in a spectrum of colours against a myriad of panes of glass that rotate against a black background. They reflect the logo that materialises in bold white lettering centre screen. Studio Canal, a Canal Plus company. Against the black background, bright swirling colours morph from pink into yellow then green, before forming a smooth curved blue shape. Screen Australia. Black and white concentric circles spin around one another before settling in a target shape. See pictures. Nighttime. The Sydney Harbour Bridge is brightly illuminated, stretching across the waters below. Outside, a dark wavy-haired man in a pale grey suit jacket and t-shirt rushes down a set of stairs. Now he jogs, then stopping, checks his watch before setting off once more. Now appearing amongst the crowd below the bridge, he sees a woman in a red dress rushing towards her, kisses her, as fireworks are up from behind the city skyline.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
I'm
so sorry.
Who are you?
I thought you were someone else. Uh-huh. My girlfriend has got exactly the same dress as that.
Fireworks explode in the sky.
Please believe me that I didn't mean that, all right? I'm not.
All right.
Listen, let me buy you a drink to make up for it.
The drinks are free.
Oh, they were terrific. Yeah. I'll definitely get you one then, please.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. That's so embarrassing.
The bridge flashes a bright purple.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I should probably go and find my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
She's going to be very pissed off at me.
Are you okay?
Oh, boy. Funny story. You know when I accidentally kissed you outside? Yeah, but I think I might have swallowed a little bit of whatever it was you were eating.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
That's awful.
You don't happen to know if there was any nuts in it by any chance?
Oh.
The seconds of a clock tick by.
How bad is it?
It's pretty bad.
Then why are you laughing?
Because you were laughing, that got me laughing, but now I'm actually pretty scared.
Oh, no, okay, all right. Should I call an ambulance?
The seconds hand reaches nine.
I'm going to go check if they've got like a first aid kit or something.
It'd be amazing. Yeah.
It's going to be okay?
Yeah, I should have 4 or 5 minutes until I die.
There you are, naughty boy.
Listen, Becca.
There's an EpiPen coming. They're just bringing it from upstairs, so.
All right,
oh, my God. We're in the same dress. That's so funny.
Yeah.
How funny is it?
I've got right now.
Who needed the EpiPen?
Yeah, thanks. It's for him. Are you okay?
Oh.
What happened? He accidentally ate some nuts.
How?
Well, I had some praline in my mouth, and then he...
All right, yeah, we don't need to know exactly what to do, how that happened, but look, I think I need to go.
Okay, I'll just go get my stuff and we'll go. Definitely
want to
go.
Right, I definitely want to go. I nearly just died.
As his girlfriend leaves, the mystery woman smiles.
How do you feel?
I feel weird, like the adrenaline's really coursing through. I mean, feel that now. Feel there. Feel my...
As she holds two fingers against his wrist, their eyes meet and he briefly looks away bashfully.
I'm gonna go get you some water.
Thank you very much.
As she walks away, he mouths fuck. On a timeline, the strangers are now a couple displayed in happy photos. After year one passes, they are kissing. Year two, they model Christmas jumpers. Ending year three, Hawaiian leis hang around their necks. At year four, they smile, holding boxes. Long story short, starring Rafe Spall as Teddy, Zara Newman as Leanne, Ronnie Cheng as Sam, Dina Kaplan as Becca, Nonny Hazelhurst as The Stranger, and Josh Lawson as Patrick, written and directed by Josh Lawson. In cartoon graphics, a man hangs from a digital number 3. As it changes to a 4, he falls through the air. Landing, a thick beard grows on his face along with a pair of glasses. The hands on a wristwatch spin quickly forwards. The timepiece morphs into a ring that spins on its side. The ring is now between a kneeling man's fingers as a woman holds out her hand to him. Nodding her head, he rises and embracing they kiss, red hearts appearing above them. Daytime. Sun shines brightly over the brow of a hill as in a sprawling clifftop cemetery, the New Year's strangers now stand together before a grave.
Like, just totally out of the blue, the waiter started dancing. Yeah. And Sam was there, he was, like, filming the whole thing. And then this one gets down on one knee.
There's video evidence to suggest that I wasn't crying, all right? I was not. Anyway.
Long story short, she said yes.
What I actually said was, what took you so long?
Yeah, okay. I just wish I could have gotten my shit together sooner so that you could have seen it all, old man.
Hey, you want some more time?
More time. That'd be nice. There never seems to be enough time, does there?
I'll just be in the car.
All right.
All right,
darling, yeah, okay. She's a good one, Dad, I tell you. I just wish you could have known her longer, because she's really,
Hi.
Hi.
I overheard you talking.
Sorry, yeah, I like to talk out loud to him. It's silly, I know.
I think it's sillier to say nothing. I do it all the time.
Right.
No, I overheard you got engaged. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
I've seen you two coming here for a while now. I wondered when you'd finally pop the question.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to rush into these things, do you? It's got
to... How long before the wedding?
We haven't set a date yet, so...
Why not?
Just waiting for the right time.
Well, the right time is now, believe me.
Now?
Yeah.
Right now?
Why not?
Well, I've got a lot of things on my plate right now.
So do those now too.
Now, I can't do everything right now, can I? That's crazy.
Why is it crazy? When would be a better time?
I don't know. Later?
Well, see, I find later can often turn into too late.
Okay, yeah. That's very, very dramatic. Anyway, look, nice to meet you. I will, I'll see you later.
Oh, later again. What is it with you and later?
Sorry, I don't want to be rude. I haven't really got time to...
Yes, you do. You do have time. But what if you didn't?
If I didn't...
What if time was moving faster and faster just for you?
It sort of feels like the opposite is happening right now, but...
What if you woke up and a whole year had gone by just like that?
The mysterious woman stares up into his eyes.
Okie dokie, nice talking to you.
I'd like to give you something, if that's okay. Call it a wedding present.
A wedding present? You ain't got...
No, please, I've been waiting such a long time to give this to someone who needs it.
Why do you know I need it, whatever it is?
Well, I can tell that you're a good man. Lost, but good.
That's a weird compliment, but thank you.
You'll have it just in time for the wedding, in a couple of weeks.
We haven't set a date yet for the wedding. Hello, babes.
You okay?
Yeah, fine, yes.
Congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Oh, thank you. But I don't know how upcoming it is. He won't set a date.
Oh, really? He just told me he wants to have it in 2 weeks from now.
Sorry, what?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, you like that, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what they
you
say.
Like what?
YOLO.
YOLO?
You only live once.
Yeah, I know what YOLO means. Just no one says YOLO anymore,
well,
do they?
Point.
I mean,
like, wedding, right. 2 weeks, YOLO.
Don't you say it
YOLO.
As well.
Okay. Come on.
Ow. All right, then. Fine. YOLO! All right, if that's what you want to do.
Yes, I'm going to email invitations when we get
home.
All right.
Okay.
You will thank me for this.
Oh, will I?
Mm-hmm. Later.
What just happened?
You know, I never thought this day would come. I mean, any normal man would have married Leanne the second he laid eyes on her. But not Teddy. No. He waited. And waited.
Waited.
Exactly. Anyway, Teddy, you're my best friend in the world. I've known you the longest. And, anyway, Leanne, he's your problem now. All right? Toast to Teddy and Leanne.
Sam, thank you. That was...
You're welcome. That was nice.
What?
Yeah, very funny. Really. What are you talking about all that weight and stuff? I'm not that bad. Come on.
Oh, really? Where's the honeymoon?
Well, I can't just rush into a decision like that, can I? I've got to work out how much paid leave I've got. I've got a couple of work projects to juggle. Fine, all right, I'll do it first thing tomorrow morning. Just you wait, okay?
Oh, and wait.
And wait.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Come on.
Now alone, the married couple are silhouetted against the bright sun shining in the sky as they dance together on the large flat rocks of a beach. Teddy leans Leanne back and pulls her towards him as they smile and laugh. She points towards him as he bends his knees and holds his arms out from his side. Back in hold, they're pressed against one another as they groove happily. Now with an arm around Leanne's shoulder, Teddy crosses a road away from the sea towards a sold sign before a house. A sold sign stands behind them. Teddy follows behind Leanne up the stairs towards a two-story house. Now he opens the front door.
Right, come on, let me carry you across the threshold.
No, I want to carry you across
the
threshold.
What are you talking about? You'll never get me across there.
Come on, babe.
I'm a huge man.
Get up. All right, just jump on.
Okay, all right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh, God. Are you all right?
Yeah, great. You doubted me.
Well done.
You doubted me.
Good for you.
All right. I want to turn this room into my writing room.
Oh, we'll do it. Do it. I dare you. I dare you to do it.
Can we get a dog?
Of course we can. Done.
Let's get a Great Dane.
Really?
What's wrong with Great Dane?
No, great. Any animal that calls itself great. It just seems a little arrogant to me.
Can we get rid of this wallpaper?
All right. Tell you what. Let's do it first thing tomorrow morning before breakfast. How about that?
And you know what else I want to do? I want to knock down that wall and like open up that whole space.
Okay. You got to stop. You're turning me on too much.
Really? Yeah. Just wait until I put the furniture in the bedroom. Really? With all my renovation tips?
See your ring? Yeah. See, my dad made that ring for my mum, right? Like, he literally made it. So you see it there?
Yeah.
See there? Sorry, imperfect.
There's nothing imperfect about it. I'm never taking it off.
Oh, yeah, it looks good on you.
You look good on me.
Oh, yeah. Mm. How you feeling?
Bloated.
Fucking love it when you talk dirty, honestly. Oh, she's lovely and bloated for me.
How do you feel?
What do you mean? I feel the same as always. I love you more than I did yesterday. Not as much as I will tomorrow. Nothing's going to change.
You think?
Nah. Hard part's over.
Wedding's the easy part. Pretty sure marriage is meant to be the hard part. It's going to get tough.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. One day.
All right, well. Should we think about it on that day, then?
Well, that day might come sooner than you think.
Ditto.
Oh, my God, that was terrible. No, okay, no, I've got to get up.
What?
You got it, because I got to take this dress back tomorrow. No, I've got to, like, return it. It's got to be pretty and smooth and stuff. You got to give me a few minutes.
Okay, all right, well, your time starts now.
Oh, hey, what did we get?
We got some sort of plant from Pete and David?
Oh, can we call it Groot?
Groot. Yes, we can. See, that's why we're married. A bit of bed linen from Jamie and Millie.
Oh, French linen?
The French, yes. Okay.
Lifting and opening a small gift box, Teddy looks down at it mystified as inside he finds an unopened tin can.
What's that?
I don't know.
Where's it from?
Doesn't say, it just says, do not open for 10 years.
It's a gag gift, it has to be.
Gotta be, isn't it? I'll get a can opener.
No, do it later. It's a present over here, you gotta unwrap first.
A grinning Teddy places down the mysterious gift. In the background, they lie down together on their bed as the shiny metal container looms ever closer. Breaking off from kissing his new wife, a still confused Teddy looks round towards the tin can.
Did you hear that?
In a blinding flash of light, a dazed-looking Teddy awakes lying on his back. He glances to the side, confused to find the bed empty.
Leanne?
I'm just in the bathroom.
Disorientated, he sits up.
Yeah, no, you've been busy.
Teddy rests his hand on a wooden bedside cabinet.
How long have you been up?
Not too long.
I was joking about getting to it before breakfast.
He looks baffled, finding the bedroom now fully decorated.
First morning as a married woman, eh? How'd you feel?
What?
I said, how'd you feel?
Not bad. I guess I'm a bit tired.
I actually feel all right, considering how much I drank last night.
You drank last night?
Do you fancy a little hair of the dog? Mimosa or something? Oh, come on, babe. We're celebrating, eh? Why not?
I just want to vet with my sister. She thought you'd forget.
Forget what?
Our anniversary.
Forget our anniversary. I'd never forget our anniversary.
Walking through the house, his brow furrows as he enters the living room to find a mirror hung above a fireplace, an armchair, a sofa, and a large potted plant.
How's she done all this morning? She's insane.
So, what are we doing for it?
Doing for what?
Our anniversary.
I don't know. What, are you here to think of something? Is that the plant from last night? Babe! Have you seen that big group got?
Well, it looks about the same to me.
Nah, it's not. Holy shit.
What?
That's funny. That's funny.
I didn't say anything.
That looks really good. What?
Lifting her t-shirt, he's confronted by a pregnant stomach.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Bibs. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, I'm better after I puked.
No, darling, you, no offence, but you look very bloated.
Oh, gee, thanks. Don't forget to mention the acne.
Darling, you're clearly not fine because your belly's big.
Yeah, so... it's pretty normal for 18 weeks.
What do you mean 18 weeks of what?
Of being pregnant. I mean, I know I'm pretty big.
Hang on, what? You're pregnant.
Okay, this is not funny.
No, shit, no, hang on. Wait, don't just walk away when you... When did this happen?
18 weeks ago. Wait, are you doing a bit? I'm not doing a bit.
Are you doing a bit?
What's my bit?
I don't know. You're not pregnant 1 minute, next minute you are.
That's
usually how
it happens, yeah?
Hang on, you're telling me that you are 18 weeks pregnant since yesterday.
Yesterday? What happened yesterday?
What did happen? We got fucking married. What are you talking about?
No, darling, that's today.
Babe, are you having a stroke? We got married yesterday. I took a load of pictures on the phone.
Okay,
Where are they?
Okay. That is today, a year ago.
It was yesterday.
I don't know what you mean. Feels like the last year went by so fast.
Look, I need a bit of air. I don't...
Rolling white waves sweeping onto a sandy beach from a beautiful blue ocean. An increasingly concerned-looking Teddy watches them from a set of bay windows as Leanne joins him.
Hey. Do I need to be worried?
Yeah, no, I think I'm just having a little bit of a panic attack about the last year.
Can't be our anniversary already. That doesn't make any sense. No,
is that why you're freaking out? Because you forgot our anniversary?
How young can you get Alzheimer's?
Sweetheart. If every guy who forgot an anniversary had Alzheimer's, then every guy would have Alzheimer's.
No,
relax. I don't mind that you forgot our anniversary. You'll just have to make it up to me next year. Okay?
Hey. Yeah.
Come on, let's have a lie down. Yeah. We'll just do nothing to
me. Lie down, yeah.
Now opening a drawer, Leanne produces a small envelope and, smiling, presents it to her troubled-looking husband.
What's that?
Are you serious? Our anniversary.
Anniversary, right, anniversary. Sorry, anniversary. I'm going to get that in my head. I'm not going to forget it again, all right? I promise. Shall I open it?
Me.
Okay.
Opening the envelope, he produces two coloured pieces of card.
Paper. Another bit of paper. Lovely, thank you. You can never have enough paper.
Paper is what you get for the first anniversary. It's paper, then cotton...
Ah, so this is for the first. This is a present for the first year. I got it,
yeah.
Right.
What do you think of the colours, though?
Yeah, no.
For the baby's room.
Oh.
I mean, I know we don't know what the gender is yet, but I thought, we could get started painting the room anyway.
Okay, I don't know. I mean,
so,
why don't you choose?
Well, we should do it together.
I'm not really feeling myself, so do you think we could talk about this later?
Later? Yeah, sure, I've heard that before. Teddy, do you remember when we got married?
Yes. Yes! That I do remember.
Yeah, I said things were going to get tough.
Yeah, and I said it won't, and you said it will, and I said, well, then let's worry about it on that day, and I was lying here facing you, and you were lying right there.
Yeah, wow, okay, you really do remember.
Like it was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, well, things are getting tough, and I can't do this on my own.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
Getting stronger.
Wow. Purple.
Definitely purple.
Yeah.
You look exhausted. Lie down.
Shall I? Yeah. I think I might have a little lie down.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a little lie down for a minute.
Just close your eyes.
I'm a bit scared to.
Why?
Because I don't want to lose any more time.
You won't. Close your eyes.
In bed, Teddy now wears a blue shirt.
All right. Oof. Yeah, well, for a minute. Just feel so weirdly.
Looking at his watch as he regains his senses, Teddy rolls over, then sits up, a worried expression on his face.
Leanne?
Leaving the room, he bumps into her.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God, have I hurt the... Babe? What the...
Where's the... You're not pregnant?
I know. Thanks, Doctor.
You're not pregnant.
You all right?
Yeah, I just had this... mad dream, right? Okay. Where I woke up in the dream, yeah. And you were like fully pregnant. I'm here pregnant. I know.
Yikes.
Yikes indeed. I'm fucking freaking out.
It's okay.
Wow.
I'm not pregnant, okay?
Okay.
There's no way I'm doing that again anytime soon.
Exactly. What do you mean?
I'm not saying like never again, just like let's get this one right first.
This one what?
You want me to take care of this? Have you got it? Teddy.
Leanne walks away. The wide-eyed man follows after and finds a photo of himself and a baby on the fridge.
I've got a kid.
His brow furrowed, the baffled Teddy picks up a blue phone and scrolls through pictures of a pregnant Leanne and a baby scan.
No, come on.
He closes his eyes tightly.
Come on, darling.
Say hi to Daddy.
Oh, here he is. Here she is. Yeah, that would have been my second guess. Wow. She's a real fucking baby.
Yeah, she's real cranky this morning, aren't you, darling? Is she having a very bad day, aren't you?
Yeah, her as well, huh?
Can you hold her for a second?
Nah, you're all right.
Teddy, come on.
Look, I haven't washed my hands or anything.
You haven't washed your hands.
Better be safe than sorry, eh?
Ridiculous. Okay, I don't have time for this, all right? Look, you're scaring her.
She's scaring me.
Would you stop being weird and just take her?
All right. Nice to meet you.
Teddy.
Got her now. Look, here she is.
Lovely. An open-mouthed Teddy calms as he holds up his tiny baby daughter, who smiles at him.
Have a baby.
You sure do.
Have a daughter.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. Very hard. Very hard. But what are we going to call her?
Her name?
No, yeah, good idea. Yeah, keep it simple. Do you know what might be fun,
what? Right,
is if we both say her name at the same time.
Why would that be fun?
I don't know. It just will. Should we try? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Tallulah.
Fuck off. It is not.
Don't say that stuff in front of her. That kind of stuff sinks in.
Tallulah is not a name. It's more child abuse.
What is going on? Why are you suddenly off the name Tallulah?
I suddenly just heard it. I mean, listen, we can talk about it later.
No,
all right?
We're not going to talk about it later. Her name is Tallulah, so you will call her Tallulah or Lulu or Lula or any other variation of that name and nothing else. What we can talk about later is why you're all of a sudden being such a total asshole.
Right. Okay, look, let me explain. Pop yourself down there. I'm going to tell you something and it's going to blow your fucking mind, but I want you just to strap yourself in. All right? Leanne.
Teddy.
I think I have travelled through time.
Yeah? Where'd you end up?
Here. Now.
You travelled through time to the present.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you get how time travel works. Look, Teddy, I don't really have time for this.
Yeah. Slap me.
What? Why?
Because there is obviously something wrong with me, so just slap
me. Hey, stop it. You're freaking me out. I don't like it. God, you had some weird breakdown on our last anniversary, too.
Right, hang on. So that's today, is it? Again?
That's the thing about anniversaries. They tend to pop up once a year.
I'm just trying to figure out where the last couple of years are gone.
Well, maybe ask your boss, because you've spent most of the last 2 years at work. What happened to studying photography?
Well, sure, definitely. I mean, at some point. But maybe a little bit of job security isn't such a bad thing. Not now we've got a kid. Do you know what I mean? Listen, look, when I am rock solid, right, I will quit, okay? Promise.
Alright. Okay, not that you deserve it. Mm. But.
What?
Happy anniversary!
Oh, no way!
It's cotton for the second anniversary.
Of course it is.
Yeah?
Of course it is.
Oh my god. Do you remember what you said right after we took that?
No, not word for word,
oh,
but it was.
God, it was like the funniest thing you ever said.
What was it?
Do you not remember? Do you even remember where we were?
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on our honeymoon.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was wrong. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Why?
Because what honeymoon? That's why I've given up on a honeymoon.
I'm sorry, I never booked the honeymoon.
Teddy, I'm used to you breaking promises now. Like, weirdly, I can sort of live with that. But I don't know how you can forget the best day of our lives.
This was the best day of our lives?
I'm talking about the day we got married. You've forgotten it 2 years in a row now. I don't know, maybe it doesn't mean as much to you as it does to me.
Baby, you mean everything to me, okay? And I promise you, from now on, I will never forget another anniversary again. Genuinely, I've got a plan. It won't happen, all right? I love you so much.
He kisses her, then wiggles his lips against hers.
All right, I'm going to go feed Lulu.
All right, babe, I'll be here.
Be back in a sec.
Dialing his phone, Teddy holds it to his ear.
Hey, man, what's What's up?
Sam, oh my God, it's so good to hear your voice. Listen, what? Mate, I need a favour, all right? So please listen to me very carefully. Right, so...
Okay.
I need you to come to my place this time next year, all right? Will
next
you put
year?
It in your phone? Because you'll probably forget, and I definitely will. So, don't ring the doorbell, all right? Because I want to speak to you privately, so just honk the horn and I'll come down.
Just speak to me now.
One more thing before I go. Will you bring me an anniversary present, please, for the third anniversary? So whatever it is you give then,
okay, hang on,
don't
let me
forget.
Write this down.
Put it in your phone. All right, mate. Don't be late. Bye.
What are you talking?
Picking up a plump ripe orange from a fruit bowl, Teddy stares at it, a thought forming in his mind. Stepping slowly across the room, he reaches the large green houseplant and conceals the fruit in its wide pot beneath its leaves. As the sands of time drift away from the leaves and reform, now dressed in a white shirt, a worried Teddy stands before the same plant. Kneeling down, he reaches into the pot and produces the mouldy, wizened remains of the orange.
What the fuck is happening?
He slowly rises to his feet. Now outside, Sam stands by a silver car.
Hey, do you know I have a reminder in my phone?
God, it is so, so good to see you. Honestly.
Are we huggers now?
You really look older. You've got, like, little lines saggy around your chops, and you filled out, mate, haven't you, eh?
Cool. You know, feel free to just text me that stuff.
I need to talk. Will you walk with me?
Okay.
The two men walk on a pavement above the beach.
I don't know who else to turn to, mate. I've tried telling Leanne, and I think I've scared her, and I can't lose her, okay? Especially not now with a kid and everything. I mean, you know, I've got a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Well, can you fucking believe that? A kid?
Yeah, I've had time to process it.
Exactly right. Okay, that's my point.
What is?
All right, I'm just going to say it, okay?
Please.
Every few minutes, another year goes by.
Wow, that's deep, man. Is that you, or is that...
No.
Where'd you read that? Can I use that?
No, I am being serious, okay? I'm being deadly serious. So what feels like a year for you is like a couple of minutes for me.
All right. I'm waiting for you to say gotcha.
I'm not going to say gotcha, mate, because this is real, okay? Look, do you remember when I called you to set an alarm to come here today?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right before you got here.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was for me. It was. I don't know how to explain it, man. So, right, yesterday, I was 3 years younger than I am now.
That's so specific.
Okay. I'm just going to make this as simple as I can. My life is going by way too fast.
Now, that I understand.
Okay, good. Can you help me? Please help me.
No, of course. What do you want me to do?
Look, I understand this whole thing sounds nuts.
Yeah,
I do. But what I've just described, have you ever heard, seen, read about this happening to anyone else?
Okay, so... You say it's the same day.
Each year, but yeah, same day.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, it's not technically the same day, but yes. I mean, that's close enough. How did that happen to him in Groundhog Day?
Oh. It never says.
And, okay, so how did he make it stop in the end?
I think he just has the perfect day. Like, he just fixes everything and then he just stops.
You know what, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Yeah, you know, Groundhog Day is not a documentary,
so
right?
I've got a few minutes this year to fix everything from last year so that I don't mess up next year. That's it. That's it. That's obviously it.
Yeah, you've cracked the case.
Okay, I'll go and make everything perfect and then all this goes away. But just in case, meet me here same time next year, all right? Put a reminder in your phone.
What?
Just do it for me, please. Please,
okay,
put
okay,
it in your phone.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Wait, hang on. I got you the present you asked for.
Oh, well done, mate. You're a lifesaver.
Here you go.
Thank you. What's that, dude?
So you asked for a nursery present?
No, I asked for an anniversary present. What even is a nursery present?
I don't know. You said it was like your third birthday or something.
I said third anniversary. It's all right. Look, don't worry about it. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Same time next year.
Okay, I got it. Get out of here, you psycho.
Teddy appears, rushing back into his house.
Leanne! Listen, babe, before you say anything, whatever the problem is, I will fix it, okay? And everything will just go back to the way it was, all right?
Where's Tallulah?
Who? The baby, sorry, it might stick in my head for some reason. Where'd you leave her?
With you.
That's interesting.
Oh my God, seriously. Tallulah!
Hey, Tallulah!
Tallulah!
Tallulah! Lula! Lulu! Do you know what? The more I say it, the more it grows on me. Tallulah! Tallulah! Oh. Oh, ow. Wow, you grew.
What are you doing?
in here?
Yeah, see, that must have been hiding. See, I told you I'd fix everything. Oh, got you a nursery present.
What's a nursery
present? No idea.
Daddy. Oh
my God, you hear that?
Yeah.
That's her first word.
No, her first word was mama.
Oh.
Mommy.
I mean, you would say that, but...
Well, it's on the video I sent you. Why don't you pull it up?
What do you mean, video? Well, I wasn't... Wasn't there when she said her first word?
Daddy was like her 12th word.
I didn't even make the top 10. What did she say before daddy?
Well, lots of stuff, like more, no, cat, dino.
She said cat and dino before saying daddy?
Daddy.
Yeah, right, in a minute.
Yeah, well, she sees a cat and a dino more than she sees a daddy these days.
Right, well, maybe cat and dino should go out and get a little job so that daddy doesn't have to work so hard. How about... Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
He climbs over the locked baby gate.
Look, I don't want to fight with you.
No, this is exactly what our couples counsellor was talking about.
What? Sorry, what? We're in couples counselling? Yeah. That's a little bit premature, don't you think?
Obviously not.
Darling, listen, we don't need couples counselling, all right? I can fix everything right now and everything will just go back to the way it was, I'm pretty sure.
It'll take time to fix things.
I don't have time.
Okay, you know what? I think that we should read our letters now.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. All right, great idea. Lovely. What letters?
The letters. Our counsellor told us to write to each other. She said to read them out loud when next we had a fight. This feels like a pretty good time.
Okay. Perfect time for the
letters.
Okay.
I'll read mine.
You do your one.
Dear Teddy, I love you.
Love you too, babes.
I love you, but I don't feel like you're the same man I married.
I am the same man you married.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I know you're not happy.
I am happy. Sorry,
are you going to let me?
Yeah, I will.
I'm not happy either. But to make this work, you have to spend more time with your family and less time at work. I just want to spend more time with the man I love. Also, I wish we were having more sex, Leanne.
Finished?
Yeah.
Okay, so to all your points, I love you too. I am very happy. I am the same man. I will spend more time here and please... Please, can we have more sex?
Really?
Oh, mate, I'm... Tell you what, let's go and have sex right now.
No. You read yours. Read yours first.
Shall I?
Yeah. I want to hear it. Yeah.
Great idea. I'll read this out and then we'll go and crack on. Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Let's go. Dear Leanne, this is hard for me to say. Come on, let's have sex first. I'll read this after.
Read it.
Okay. I know, you know, this isn't working. It is working, so I don't know you know that, because it's not true. So just ignore that. I feel pressured by you. That's also not true, so just ignore that as well. This is ridiculous. I know you resent me for... Yeah, this actually feels like more of a first draft, so what I'll do...
Teddy,
can we do another pass on
Teddy,
it?
Teddy, please.
Yeah, just push through. I know you resent me for working so much, but fair play to you. You probably have a point. So we'll definitely improve in that department. I love our marriage, and if hard pushed, probably wouldn't change a thing, and you're extremely beautiful. Yours sincerely, Teddy. Do you know, actually, good exercise, yeah. Right, come on, bedroom.
No, I want to read it. Okay. I know you resent me for working so much, but who else will provide for our child if you... Oh, wow. If you keep chasing your pipe dream of being a writer.
I do not think that. I didn't even write that. No. I think your writing's amazing, babe.
You're jealous of it.
Of what?
You can't stand the fact that I'm chasing something I love because you don't have the guts to.
Right, me personally, I can't make a career or a living out of photography. All right?
How would you know? Teddy, you've never even tried. Do you know, if you started when you first talked about it, you'd be doing it by now. Why do you put so much time into that stupid job? You hate that job. We don't need more stuff, Teddy. We were twice as happy when we earned half as much. I don't know what's happened to us the last couple of years.
I don't know. I wish I knew, but I haven't been here for any of it.
Exactly. I know you forgot. It's fine. I'm used to it by now, but, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Third year is...
Leather, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I thought you'd like it because it has a part where you can put the thing that you love the most.
Oh, yeah, like a little picture of us there, yeah.
No. Money.
Ah, come on, Leanne. Leanne.
As the sands of time drift away once more, Teddy finds himself now stood in the same spot, still holding the wallet, which is now filled with bank cards and a photo of Leanne. Teddy slowly closes his eyes in realisation that another year has slipped by, then urgently steps through the house, stopping in a room and looking around.
Leanne?
The house seems eerily quiet. Now entering their bedroom, Teddy looks increasingly concerned. Entering a side room, he approaches a clothes rail to find empty hangers at one end.
Sweetheart?
Hey, babe. Another alarm in my phone. I completely forgot about that thing from last year.
So, did you fix everything?
Obviously not. No, I mean, I don't know where Leanne is. I'll call her.
Is that allowed?
And is that allowed? Why wouldn't it be allowed? What are you talking about?
I don't know what the rules are for trial separation.
Sorry, what? We're separated.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Why are we?
I don't know. You haven't been happy for a while.
Okay. I'm happy. I am fucking happy. Look at me. I'm happy.
Okay, my bad. You're killing it.
How could this happen? Hang on. What? Who's that? Who's that puffy piece of shit there?
That's you.
Is it? What the fuck? Oh my, what has happened to me? I've got grey hair. I didn't have grey hair yesterday. What's happened to my fucking skin, man? No wonder she's left.
I don't think that's why. I mean, you still look better than me. Yeah, I'm a mess. I feel so old. Last night, I sprained my ankle sleeping. And I got so much fat on my back now. I didn't know backs could get fat. And also, I have this weird mole on my shoulder. Could you come take a look at this?
You're all right, mate. Later. Listen. I need your help. I need you to help me get her back, all right? Where does she live?
You know where she lives.
Pretend I don't, okay?
She lives a couple of blocks away. She wanted to stay close for Lulu, your daughter, remember? Yeah. Do you want to walk over?
No, I haven't got time. Look, if I'm going to end this curse, I have to save my marriage. Right, what? We have to call her.
No, please. I don't want to get involved.
It's on speaker, mate. It's on speaker.
Hi.
Hiya, it's Teddy.
I know.
What's up?
Yeah, no. Well, I wanted to give you a call today, but you do know what today is, don't you?
I do, yeah. Do you?
For the first time ever?
Happy anniversary.
Wow, good for you.
Did you get me something?
Yes, I got you something. I got you the fourth thing after leather.
Mm-hmm. What comes after leather?
What comes after leather? Please give me a challenge, babe. Come on.
It's okay if you don't know.
I would tell you if you stopped interrupting me.
All right.
It's on mute. Just say it.
Oh, fruit.
Fruit, are you sure?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's fucking weird.
Fruit?
Wow, I'm impressed.
And you didn't just look that up.
No, I didn't just look that up.
Yeah, your weird emphasis makes me think that Sam is there helping you.
That'd be ridiculous. Sam isn't here.
Okay, all right.
So, what fruit did you get me?
Oh, babe, so much fruit.
Loads of fruit. Most amount of fruit you've ever seen. Tell you what, why don't you come over? We'll have a little fruit party. How about that? Come over soon,
though, babe. I'd love to see you.
Let me think about it.
Go on. Go on, girl. You know you want to. Listen, mate, do me a favour. Will you get me a fruit basket? Make sure there's lots of bananas and peaches in it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you bad.
You didn't press mute, Teddy. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Leanne.
Okie dokie. I'm going to go now. It's a hard pass from me on the fruit, but you two
knock yourselves out.
Babe, just give me a...
Leanne.
Hang on. Shit!
Do you want me to get you some plums? No, nothing says sorry like
a bunch
of... I
don't need the fruit anymore, mate, all right? It's going to take a lot more than fruit to fix this. I need a drink.
It's the middle of the morning.
Yeah, I've been up for a couple of years.
What?
Sam rises and follows a stressed-looking Teddy into the kitchen.
Want a beer?
Sadly, I cannot think of a reason why not.
As Teddy stares into the fridge, he watches as the sands of time drift away before his eyes. His head drops in resignation before he stands.
Sam?
Entering the living room, a dark-haired woman stands with her back to Teddy.
Oh, Leanne. You're back, thank God. Look, I don't know what I did, but promise me you'll never leave me again, all right? Mm.
He spins her and they kiss.
I'm not going anywhere, silly.
Becca?
What?
Have I gone back in time? No, you haven't gone back in time. You look like a fucking pig. What is... Look. Becca,
What are you doing here?
I was looking for my earrings.
No, I mean like here, right now, in my house. Why? What's the story?
I know. So funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Nothing funny about this situation. So if we could. Okay. All right. How did you beat by beat end up being here right now?
Someone was drunker than I thought.
Last night, was I?
Naughty boy.
Why am I a naughty boy?
You texted me.
Did I?
At 1 a.m.
Oh boy.
Drunk.
Oh, that's not good. What is it?
You said you were lonely.
Oh, no, babe. Come on.
You said I was lonely too.
Okay. There you go.
Right.
And
we had some wine.
Okay.
And then
right.
You put
that's
on
it.
One of
your cheesy pants. No, I don't want it. Okay. That's enough. That's it. That's right. Last night, yeah, wow. Oh my God, that was something. I'm just going to pull my leg out from that. I'm just going to pull it out. There you go. It's all coming back to me now. That's it. You were last night. Woo! Yeah, really. You were amazing. But look, that was a one-time thing. All right?
We've been doing that for months.
Hang on. Aren't you married? I mean...
That ended a year and a half ago. You know that. I didn't even know what went wrong, really. In the beginning, it was like fireworks. Somewhere along the way, we just lost it. Like, I keep going over it in my head. Like, was it him or me? I've gone to therapy and spoken about it.
Tell as old as time. I get it. I'd like to hear more details, actually. I really would. No, genuinely, I'm not being rude, but I'm afraid I don't have oodles of time myself.
Are you serious?
So, I was going to get you a little bit... Who is it? Just a minute. Just get a couple of minutes, all right? I'm so sorry. I'm genuinely sorry.
Becca stares at the door in disbelief.
Why can't it be the next year now? Come on, take me there now. Come on.
He shuts his eyes tightly.
Teddy, come on, open up.
Fuck you. Hiya, babe. Look, I'm just about to go for a walk. Do you fancy coming?
Actually, do you mind if I come in? Teddy, can I come in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, in you come.
Okay,
right. Nice to see you.
His expression betrays his anxiety. Leanne enters the house and Teddy follows, attempting to conceal his concern.
Where's Lulu?
My sister's watching her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Have you put on more weight?
Apparently so, yeah.
I kind of like it.
Do you? You look amazing.
Please.
You do, genuinely. I mean, you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Can I get you a...
I miss you.
Oh, God, I miss you so much. Really, I miss you.
And I want to apologise.
No, for what?
Well, for being cold to you, for not returning your texts or answering your phone calls.
It's all in the past.
And I know it was my decision to take time apart, but I'm not sure if I want that anymore.
I don't want it. I don't want it either, okay?
Oh, wait.
What?
Don't you want to apologise for anything?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
For what?
Everything.
Can you be a little more specific?
Okay. Well, you're such a stickler for detail, aren't you? I've always loved that about you. Let me think. What? What do I need to apologize? I'm sorry for saying mean things about you.
You said mean things about me to who?
No one. No, to myself. My way of coping. You know when I would text you and you wouldn't text me back? I'd be like, fucking bitch. But no one was there. No one heard. I only said it the once. So for that, I'm truly sorry.
Weird thing to apologize for, but okay, sure. Anything else?
Oh, I know what I'd like to apologize to you for. I would like to apologize to you right now for not telling you every day that I love you. Because I do. I love you so much.
Oh, you're so smart.
Oh, it's smart. It's so smart. Mm-hmm. It's the smartest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should take things slow, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
How slow? Do you think?
I just don't want us to rush into anything.
But whatever
you know?
We do, do you mind if we do it in the next couple of minutes? Is that all right? What's that?
What's that?
She holds up a pink bra.
Happy anniversary. I'm sorry I didn't have time to wrap it.
You got me a bra for our anniversary.
I thought the colour might be nice. And look, the important thing is I didn't forget.
But the fifth anniversary gift is wood.
I was about to give you a bit of that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's the least I could do.
The very least I'd say, because for a second there I thought, and this is going to sound silly.
Go on.
But for a second there I thought that it probably belonged to some slut you had sex with here on the couch last night.
Billy.
Only because it has a woman's hair in it, and it also explains why there are two dirty wine glasses on the coffee table.
I've just thought of something else I'd like to apologise for.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Look,
is she still in the apartment
She is not in the apartment right now.
Yeah, by your weird emphasis, I'm going to assume she's on the back stairs there.
Hey, silly, listen. It's a big shock. I get it, right? I'd like to apologise. And if I were you, I would slap me. Oh, fucking hell, that was... You've never actually done that
before.
Yeah,
well, I was waiting for a special occasion. You know what, Teddy? I don't deserve this. Nor does your daughter. Nor does the poor woman hiding outside who can probably hear everything that we're saying right now.
I can, yeah.
I'm sorry I called you a slut.
It's okay.
You don't deserve that.
Thank you.
Look, can I just say something?
I don't want to hear it, Teddy.
Not to you! Sorry, Leanne.
No, you know what? I don't want to hear it either. And I'm not angry, you know, because we technically weren't even together. So you were allowed to do what you needed to do to figure your shit out. And I did what I had to do.
Hang on, what did you do?
And I think I figured it out.
What, you want to move back
in? I want a divorce.
Teddy shakes his head and points a finger.
That's not funny.
No, it's not anymore.
Hey.
The sad-looking Leanne departs, leaving a deflated Teddy stood alone, his hands on his hips. Outside, Becca looks deep in thought, sat alone on a set of steps. Leanne passes by below, stopping briefly to stare up towards her, before walking on. Becca looks to the heavens, then closes her eyes. Back inside the house.
Got a good divorce lawyer if you need one.
Ah, no, I'm not going to need any of that. Thank you. I'm going to fix it all myself.
For now, I went through that phase too.
Listen, Becca, will you do me a favour? If I text you, call you, try and contact you in any way, will you promise me that you will ignore it?
Teddy, you are never going to see me ever again.
A year passes and Teddy turns to find Becca stood in his kitchen.
Coffee?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
What are you doing here? We just ended this.
You're giving me, like, really mixed messages here.
Remember when I put you out on the back steps because my wife came? We said it was over, okay?
That was, like, a year ago.
It was exactly a year ago. Yes, that's it. Fact. A year ago. Today.
Is this because we decided to take things to the next level?
Meaning?
Me moving in with you. It's exciting. You'll thank me once I've redecorated this place. I'm thinking we should definitely wallpaper the hallway and retile the bathroom. And I've got the best idea for the second room. What if we did like a meditation suite? Because you love meditating. Hey, babe. Baby?
Staring in a mirror, Teddy dials his phone, then holds it to his ear.
Hey, man. Sam, it's Teddy. Hi. Listen, how far away from my house are you?
Becca watches as a downcast Teddy appears back into the room, before passing through a doorway and stopping to face her through a window.
I'm sorry, Becca.
What for?
I'm sorry that I asked you to move in here. I shouldn't have done that.
Why not?
Because I love my wife. I love Leanne, okay? And today is our sixth wedding anniversary, right? And today I plan to spend it by giving her whatever it is you give on the sixth anniversary, and I wish I could explain more, but I just can't. All right, I haven't got time.
Make time.
What?
Make time. I've given you plenty of mine. Now I want some of yours.
Listen,
Teddy, sit down.
Becca, I'm gonna.
Teddy, sit the fuck down.
Okay.
He steps away as she composes herself. Becca looks up before stepping towards the sofa where he sits.
You weren't my first choice either, Teddy. I loved my husband so much. If I knew then what I know now, we'd still be together, but I just have this habit of figuring things out a little too late. Which is probably why I kept coming back to you. Now, I thought that being alone is what makes you lonely. But you showed me there's nothing lonelier than being with the wrong person. Teddy, you're not my person. Just, I don't know why I didn't admit it to myself years ago. God, what I did to get that time back. Such a waste. Let's go. Fine. Don't want to waste any more of your precious time. Pack up my stuff and be gone before you get back. Teddy. The gift for your 6-year anniversary. Something sweet. Good luck.
Teddy moves to speak, but no words come out, and he leaves the sad-looking Becca sat alone, her phone held in her hands. The tide sweeps in towards the beach. Outside Teddy's house, sat waiting in a car, Sam wears a beanie hat and smiles as he sees Teddy approach.
Howdy, yo. Nice car.
Yeah, well, you know. YOLO.
Oh, please, not you as well.
Okay, fine.
Teddy climbs into the red and white muscle car.
Hey, this is going to be the worst year yet, I can feel it.
What's going on? What's happening?
Well, my life is shit. That's what's happening. So...
Okay, is that really time-sensitive, though?
Everything is time-sensitive, man. Jeez, don't you get that?
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Where do you want to go?
Can you take me to Leanne's house, please?
Yeah, sure. It's 2 blocks away, though.
Please?
You can walk.
Oh, okay, please.
Sam pulls away from the house. Teddy stares out of the windscreen, then turns to regard his friend.
Jesus, mate. You look like shit. And you have lost a bit of weight, though. Fair play. What can I like to do with a bit of that? What's your secret?
Well, no secret, really. It's just what happens when you cut out the big C.
Carbs.
Cancer.
Teddy spins round.
So what's happening? Why is this the worst year for you?
Hang on, mate. Hang on. Can you pull over the car, please?
Right now?
Yes.
Sam pulls over and looks to his friend.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
Reaching over, Teddy removes Sam's hat to reveal his head, upon which his once styled dark hair is now shaved off and patchy.
What, you think he took too much off the top?
Teddy cannot speak.
What kind of cancer?
The same it's always been. So what's the big rush? Why do you have to go to Leanne's house?
Hang on. When did you find out?
You know when I found out. You were the first person I told.
Right, tell me again like you're telling me for the first time, please.
What? No, why? You know I hate talking about it.
I know this doesn't make any sense, but will you tell me again like you were telling me for the first time? When did you find out?
6 months ago.
Right, and what kind of cancer is it?
Skin.
Where?
Why are you doing this?
Where?
My back. There's a mole on my shoulder. I should have checked it out a while ago, but I kept putting it off.
They cut it out?
Yeah, most of it. Chemo's taking care of the rest.
What does that mean?
It means they'll get rid of it, okay? And if that doesn't work, I have other options. Not as fun as chemo, but they work.
Are you scared?
Shut up.
Are you?
No.
Sam's smile quickly fades as he turns away, struggling to hold back tears as he avoids eye contact.
Of course I'm fucking scared, man. It's cancer.
What, are you going to beat it?
Yes.
Promise me?
Yeah, I promise. I will beat it. Fuck cancer. Okay? Can I keep driving now? Please?
He almost immediately pulls onto the driveway of a detached house.
What's wrong? What's the matter? What's going on? What?
We're here.
Oh, shit. Sorry, yeah, that was close. Sorry.
Get out.
I can stay. Do you want me to stay with you?
No, I want you to get out. I have shit to do.
All right.
Go. I'll see you next Sunday.
What about next year?
What, you want some time apart?
Will you still be here next year?
Yes, I will be here next year. I'll be here in 50 years. I'm going to live forever. Okay, now go. Fix whatever you need to fix with your ex-wife.
Okay, all right. Ex-wife? Well, that's just fucking great. Okay, right. Come on. Fix your marriage. End this nightmare. Focus. Come on. Focus. Look. Are you a puppy?
Yeah.
Can I have a little hold of this?
Yeah.
Hello. Look at you, big boy. What's your name, eh? What's your... Ziggy? Hello, Ziggy. Do you know what? Maybe I was a bit harsh on Great Danes. This is a Great Dane, aren't you? You are a Great Dane. Huh? This is nice. Lovely, yeah?
Mm.
Good for you. Well, I put a little kid's ball here for Lulu, but that's just me.
Thanks, I'll think about it.
Okay.
If you're here to see her, she's...
No, I'm here to
sweet.
See you. I'm here to see you, actually.
Don't tell me you finally signed them.
Maybe. Sign what?
The divorce papers.
What? No. Are you insane? I haven't signed any divorce papers, and nor will I. I love you. I still love you.
Yeah? And what does Becca think about that?
That's over. Okay.
Teddy.
It's our anniversary. Did you forget? You forgot, didn't you?
I never forget.
Yeah, well... I've got you something. I got you something sweet, which is the sixth thing. I should have some gum in my pocket there. Do you want to reach
no.
in? Get that out.
No! Look, oh. Teddy, I don't know what game you're playing, but, like, enough, all right? We've both moved on.
I haven't moved on. Have you moved on?
I think so.
What, as in you've... As in you met someone else, yeah?
No, but I'm thinking about, you know, getting back out there.
Don't get back out there. It's
okay, fine. Well, I'll just never be with anyone else for the rest of my
lovely.
Life.
That's all I want to hear you say,
all right? I was joking, all right? No, goodbye, Teddy. Oh. I will see you on your next day with Lulu and sign those papers.
I am not going to sign any...
As the sands of time drift away, Teddy falls backwards into a paddling pool.
Teddy?
Yeah?
What the hell are you doing here?
What am I doing? What are you doing here? Who are you?
Listen, Leanne has made it pretty clear she doesn't like you showing up out of the blue like this.
I'm sorry, man. I'm rewind. How exactly do you know my wife, Leanne?
Oh, for God's sake. We're not doing this again, are we?
No, we're doing this, mate. Whether or not I've done it before, I cannot tell you.
But what is going on?
Leanne, are you okay? This strange and, I'm hoping, gay man is in your house for some reason. Do you need me to call the police?
Patrick, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, really.
No, it's not your fault. It's his fault. It's what's his name? Patrick. It's Patrick's fault. Who's Patrick?
You know exactly who he is.
Cousin?
He's my boyfriend. Now, unless you're here to sign the divorce papers, I want you to leave.
I still haven't signed them.
Ha! Good. Finally, yes. Yeah, something I'm pleased that I keep putting off till
Teddy,
later.
Please, just go.
I'm not... What? No, I am not going to leave you alone with fucking Patrick, whoever he is. Look at him. What? We don't know anything about him.
I know everything about him.
Do you? Oh, really? Okay, name three things that you know about Patrick.
He's a doctor.
Of what?
Of psychiatry.
Easiest one. What else?
He speaks two other languages.
Ooh, do you, Patrick? Couple of languages, yeah? What you got? French?
Yeah.
Everyone speaks French.
They don't.
Do you?
I can get by. What's the other one? Something basic?
Hungarian. Like,
Hungarian? Fair enough. Yeah, that's... Well, quite impressive. Yeah,
thank you.
And he qualified for the Olympics.
Yeah, all right, okay, fine. Thank you very much. That's three. I'm counting the languages as one each. I don't trust him, Leanne. Look at him. Look at his beard.
Oh, for God's sake, grow up.
Grow up?
Yeah.
I'm going to grow up? Okay, I will. In a few minutes from now, that is exactly what I'm going to do. Then again after that, then again, then again, then again, then again, then again, then again, then again. So don't tell me to grow up, because no one grows up quicker than me.
Do you want me to call the police?
Sir.
I'm happy to.
Hey, come here. Don't you...
You grow up.
Don't
what?
You want me to be happy?
That's all I want. That's
then
all
move
I want.
Move on. Patrick's a good guy. You said so yourself.
I would never say that.
It's taken me a long time, but I finally feel like I've got a life again. You know, my book sales are great.
Oh, books... Book sales?
Yeah, and they're paying me to write two more.
You have finally finished a book?
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. I mean, you struggled for so long to come up with an idea. Like, what's it about?
You said you read it.
Like, obviously, I've read it, but what's it like? How would you describe it in your words?
With all my words, I wrote it.
If I was to tell someone to read it who hasn't read it, then how would I describe
it?
I
just say it's about a woman who falls in love with what seems like the perfect guy, but then it turns out he's actually her subconscious in human form, and then he kidnaps her and yada, yada, yada.
So good. That is good. Like, really original and brilliant.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Really? Where's your ring? Where's your wedding ring?
I'm sorry, Teddy. I'm really sorry. I've been meaning to tell you, but please don't be mad, okay? We went to the beach. I went into the water with it on, and when it came out, I spent hours looking for it. Teddy, I'm really sorry. I didn't know how to tell you.
It was one of a kind.
I know.
You know, my dad made that ring for my mother.
Hey, look. I don't know, maybe it's a sign.
Of what?
You know what?
Okay. Bye.
I've got copies inside.
All right, I'll sign them.
Teddy looks down.
You okay?
Yeah.
Leanne returns inside as Patrick shakes his head, approaching the paddling pool and Teddy.
So, Pat.
Patrick.
You're a psychiatrist, yeah?
The easiest one, that's right.
Can I ask your opinion on something as a medical professional?
Sure.
A friend of mine, right, he's kind of going through a bit of a crisis.
Is he?
Yeah, and he sort of feels like life is moving too fast, faster than he can keep up with.
Your friend feels this,
yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, my friend, and he feels like one minute he was young, right, that's how it feels, to my friend, yes. And then he's blinked, and then suddenly there's more of life behind him than there is in front of him, and he sort of feels like all the things that he had to look forward to have been, and then they've gone, and he really feels, Patrick, like he's having a nervous breakdown.
Jesus Christ. Hey, it's okay. Hey, Daddy, hey. You know, there's an old Hungarian proverb. It goes, "Akikit nyula toy tejet shamfo."
Beautiful, man.
Nope, haven't translated it yet. You gotta calm down, mate.
Okay. Shh. Go on.
It essentially means grasp all, lose all. The tighter you hold on to something, the sooner it's gone. Look, I know you love Leanne.
I love her more than anything.
And I know you love Tallulah.
Oh, not as close, but yeah, sure.
Okay, But if you love Leanne, you've got to let her live her life, mate.
Yeah.
And as for your friend, well, maybe all he needs is a change of perspective. Because, sure, on one hand, life is short. But on the other hand, it's the longest thing you will ever do. Oh, fucking hell.
Why is he crying?
I have absolutely no idea. I really don't.
Is that the papers? Yeah. What's it? Okay.
Holding the pen over the line on the document requiring his signature, Teddy hesitates. Then, as Leanne watches, he reluctantly signs his name.
Oh, happy anniversary.
There you go.
Thanks.
Teddy looks deflated.
Oh, look at Ziggy. He's grown. Do you mind if I take him for a walk?
Yeah, sure.
Come on in, Ziggy.
The Great Dane follows on from the doorstep. Divorce papers in hand, Leanne exhales deeply. Now sat on the beach, Ziggy lies beside Teddy.
I feel like you're the only one who knows how I feel, because dog year is 7 years, right? So that means that you're living life seven times faster than anyone else. And I'm living life like 50,000 times faster than anyone else. So actually, you don't know how lucky you are.
Gonna have a run?
Throwing a blue ball, the exuberant dog chases after it. A disconsolate Teddy hangs his head, then as the sands of time drift away once more, he looks up to find a considerably larger Ziggy stood before him.
Oh, right. Here we go again.
Teddy finds his long beard.
What the living... A full beard, yeah. Of course I've got a full beard, yeah. That's where I am now. I can cast away.
Reaching down into the sand.
It's like a fucking chocolate bar on a dog beach. I mean, people are animals, honestly. Chocolate kills dogs! Kills them! What's wrong with people, honestly? Kills them. Contains peanuts. I mean, I might as well. Only a matter of time now, isn't it? So
he holds the yellow wrapper of the chocolate bar up, then hesitates, before slowly edging it towards his mouth as he reluctantly opens it.
What's the matter?
Huh? Nothing.
The curly dark-haired girl joins him.
Alright.
Are you sad?
Am I sad? No, I'm not. I mean, yeah, I am a little bit, actually. Not that it's any of your business.
Why?
Why am I sad? Well, I'm sad because life sucks. That's why.
Why?
I don't know. It just does.
Are you angry with me?
Angry with you? Why would I be angry with you? I've never even met... Where's your parents?
Mummy's shopping. It's Daddy's day.
All right, well, no offence, kid, but your dad sounds like a bit of a deadbeat. I mean, leaving you alone on a beach. Where is he?
Tallulah. Wow, look at you. Gosh. You've gotten big.
No, I haven't.
You have? You used to be like this big, right? And now you're like this big.
That's impossible.
I know. You would think so. See your mother in you. You're both so beautiful.
Mummy says that I have your eyes. Your eyes are the most beautiful eyes in the whole wide world.
Did she say that? Really? How old are you now?
8, almost.
How are you? Time flies.
How old are you, Daddy?
I'm... Wow, I don't even know anymore.
Are you old?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old.
Am I old?
Nah, you're not old, you're young. Which is the most wonderful thing in the entire world, let me tell you. It just goes past too quickly, so... I want you to promise me something, right? Just in case I don't see you again for a while. I want you, right, listen to me, to do anything you want in your life, right? So, if you want to be an astronaut, or the Prime Minister, or an actress...
I want to be a unicorn.
You want to be a unicorn? All right, fantastic, do it. Live your truth. Do everything and anything that you want. But just don't waste a second of it, okay? Now you can promise.
I promise.
All right, great.
I need to pee.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right then, well, let me get you home. Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I haven't peed for like 8 years.
That's impossible.
I know, you would think so.
Tallulah takes her father's hand and smiles up at him, causing him to visibly relax. Back at Leanne's.
I'm going to get this. I'm going to get him a saddle so you can ride him like the queen. I think that's possible. Go on then, get his off. You could be riding him right now.
You're funny.
Oh, really? What's the funniest thing I've ever said?
When you said that mashed potato was ghost poop.
I suppose you had to be there. Can I ask you something, Lulu? Am I a good dad?
Yep.
Really? Come on, I can take a little bit of constructive criticism. How could I improve? What do you think?
More ice cream.
Fine, easy. As much as you want. Whenever you want it. What else?
More puny chews.
Puny chews? I don't know what puny chews are, but I'm presuming they're some sort of futuristic toy thing. Sure. You can have them. This is easy. Come on, what else?
More time.
More time?
More time with you. I don't get to see you a lot of the time. You're so busy.
That is the most important one, isn't it? More time.
There she is. Hi, sweetheart. Did you have fun with Daddy?
Yep. I was making him feel better. He was sad.
Oh, wait. Oh. Don't listen to her. She's drunk again. All right?
Okay, go inside. Get ready for afternoon tea.
Can I play with my pony chew before I get ready?
No, you know what happened last time? No more. Those things, they just drive me crazy.
What are they? What are pony chews?
Bye, Daddy.
I know, listen, babe, before you go, I know we don't know each other very well, and I don't know if I say this often or not. I don't know, but I love you, okay?
I love you too, Daddy.
Really? I love you.
I love you.
Come here. Good girl. Good girl. All right. Hell of a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what she wants to be when she's older?
A unicorn, yeah. I know.
Do you know what? She might just pull it off. You never know.
Why are you sad?
What? That doesn't matter. Look at you. I mean, you're unreal. You don't age. You've got a painting in the attic. I mean, what's going on? Huh?
You look good. You're looking good too. You've lost some weight.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh. I suppose I have. Maybe I'm finally getting my shit together.
Mm. I'm still not sure about this beard, though.
Oh, you don't like the beard? I thought you liked beards, because... Yeah. Consider it gone, I'll get rid of it. How is old Pat, speaking of beards?
He's fine.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just fine?
Daddy.
What? No, I'm asking for a friend. Come on.
All right, well, if you must know, we're having some problems.
Having a few problems. Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I bet.
I am. I was really rooting for you guys.
I'm going now.
Look at me. Right. Look at me in the eye. I'm telling the truth. Most beautiful eyes in the whole wide world.
Goodbye, Teddy.
See you, Leanne.
He smiles as she walks away. Leanne glances briefly over her shoulder before Teddy clenches a fist in celebration.
Oh, wait a second, Leanne! Leanne! Happy anniversary! Leanne! Leanne!
Staring in a window, the sands of time drift away and Teddy's beard has disappeared.
Glasses. Well, you think after all the shit I've been through, I'm worried about glasses, please. Whatever.
He crosses the porch back towards the front door.
Leanne?
Well, what now? What?
Call Sam.
The fuck is that? That is ridiculous. How do I unlock this thing? Okay, fair enough. Call Sam.
We're sorry. The number you have called has been disconnected. Please check.
Call Sam. Don't you fucking dare.
The number you have...
Call Sam.
We're sorry. The number you have called has been disconnected. Please check the number before calling
Photos from Teddy's phone flash up on screen showing a shaven-headed Sam in a hospital bed. Teddy closes his eyes and looks away. Another image shows a smiling Teddy sat with his friend. In one photo, Sam is in a wheelchair before Teddy holds some balloons by his bedside. In a video, Sam waves from his chair as Teddy pushes him. In a further clip, Sam struggles leaning forwards to blow out birthday cake candles. In a selfie from Happier Times, Sam and Teddy raise drinks to their mouths before smiling at the camera in a second photo. Present day, Teddy stands in the Clifftop Cemetery looking down at a small plaque bearing his friend's name.
You said 50 more years. I said to you, we'll still be here next year, and you said, yeah, I'll be here for 50 more years. So why would you say something like that if it wasn't true? Huh? Fuck, Sam. I didn't even get to say goodbye to you. I mean, I don't know, maybe I did. I don't know. I'm so wrapped up in my own fucking shit. I just wish I could spend another year with you, you know? Another day, another few minutes. I mean, don't worry, I'm here now. And I'm just going to wait for you, okay? Because what else am I going to do? So I'll see you soon. It won't be long now, mate.
A rueful Teddy looks round as the mysterious stranger reappears.
There's never enough time, is there?
Well, no, actually, not for me, no.
How's it going?
It's good. You know, I'm in a graveyard, so it's not great.
I find graveyards uplifting. They remind me how precious life is.
Yeah, lovely. Good for you. You should write a book about it. Not that I'll have time to read it.
It's good to see you again. It's been a while. For me, anyway, I'm guessing not so much for you.
Teddy stares at her as she begins to smile knowingly.
Do you know what's happening to me?
That your life's moving too fast. That every few minutes is another year.
How do you know that?
Because I gave it to you. That was my wedding present.
You did this to me. How?
I don't know how it works.
Can you make it stop, please?
I can't make it stop.
Well, hang on, so you don't know how it works and you can't make it stop. Why did you do this to me? What have I ever done to you?
Don't you like it?
No, I don't like it. It's ruined my life.
If your life's ruined, it's because you ruined it. The gift doesn't change your life. It just lets you see it sped up.
How can you call this a gift? This isn't a gift. This is a curse.
Yeah, well, it feels like that sometimes.
How would you know? Huh?
Many, many years ago.
Oh, well, this sounds like it's going to be quite a long story. And to be honest, I'm not really in the mood for
long
stories.
I was about to marry a good man.
You want me to follow you? Is that what's happening right now? Yeah.
But before I got married,
yeah,
I met a stranger. Someone who saw something in me the way I saw something in you. And that stranger gave me this gift, or this curse, whatever you want to call it. And thanks to that gift, I never married that man.
Oh, why? Did you marry someone else?
I couldn't.
What, you never loved another man?
Never.
But hang on, you just said you learnt your lesson. I mean, what's the point of life if you're not going to spend it loving someone else?
I mean, oh, I love someone else, no,
hang
deeply.
On, but you just said that...
Not a man.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to assume that you... Yeah, okay, cool, I'm all about that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Look, I had what you have now. The opportunity to see my life, all of it, in snapshots. And I saw that I was wasting it on a lie. So I never married. And I fell in love with an amazing woman, and we spent the rest of her life together. And that's why I come here, to tell her that I am not wasting the years that she never got to have. And I've met another woman now who's amazing in different ways, and I love her too. Because as long as I'm up here and not down there, I will live life as much as I can. That's why I call it a gift. So that's why I'm here. Why are you here? Shouldn't you be out living your life? Tick-tock, Teddy.
Well, it's not as easy as that, is it? I mean, there's not enough time to make things perfect, but the harder I try, the worse things are.
Why would you try to make everything perfect? It's life. It's never perfect.
Because that's what happens in Groundhog Day?
What, the movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's got nothing to do with that. I've never even seen it.
Well, you've never seen Groundhog Day? Well, firstly, you've got to see it. It's tremendous. And if that's not how you end it, then what?
Oh, honey, I thought you had more of a handle.
No, I think I've got a handle on this. Yeah, you're some sort of lesbian wizard who's put a curse on me, and now somehow I'm going to die of old age before you do.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
I'm actually pretty scared.
Would you like another go round?
Well, yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
When I was a little girl...
Another story? Lovely.
We didn't have any of this fancy stuff they have today. No poony chews or anything like that.
What are poony chews?
My brother and I would go down to the park and we'd stand really far apart, but stay connected by string. We could talk to each other that way. We were so far away, and yet it was like we could cross this great distance with that string. Travel to a different time and place. Sounds like what you want to do, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Hold that for me.
Teddy holds the small flower as she creates a hole in the grass with her umbrella.
You pop it in for me.
He bends down.
And on either end of that string, do you know what we would talk into?
No.
A tin can.
In flashback, Teddy remembers the mysterious wedding gift of the tin can. Looking down, he watches as time passes by another year and the grave is now covered in white flowers. Looking round and rising, he finds the stranger is gone. Checking his watch, realisation dawns upon him and he sets off jogging between the gravestones. At her home, Leanne sits working at a laptop as Teddy appears past windows to the back door.
What's wrong?
Do you remember all that stuff from the wedding that we got that we didn't use or like or whatever? Have you still got that?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Why? What are you looking for?
Look, I'll know when I find it, but don't worry, I won't be here long, all right? I'll leave you and Patrick to it soon enough.
Actually, I've been meaning to tell you, Patrick and I broke up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, what happened?
You can please don't read anything into this.
Go on.
He thought I was still in love with you.
Did he? Okay, now a lot of memories in here.
Yeah, good and bad.
All right, well, tell me about the good. I mean, I've been so focused on the bad that I've never actually asked you about the good. Like, what are your best memories of our marriage?
God, that feels like a really long time ago.
Bitten, come on, humour me. Just tell me a few.
Well, like, how many is a few?
I don't know. Like, 10.
10?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I always smile when I think about how you kept apologising to my belly when we had sex while I was pregnant.
Yeah, that does sound like something I do, yeah.
And do you remember that time I finally beat you at Scrabble and you got really angry?
No, I probably let you in.
I don't know. Sometimes I think about how you'd sing to Tallulah to stop her crying, even though it kind of made her cry more. Or how you'd always talk in your sleep after you drank red wine. Oh, my God. My God. Do you remember that time you had that edible and you made me take you to the hospital? Oh, when we fell asleep on that train and ended up spending the night at that motel with the bed bugs. Do you remember? And we slept on the floor. Oh, I love that night. Well, the time you said you loved my soup even though I accidentally put sunscreen in it. I miss the way you'd kiss my eyelids when I had a headache. I miss brushing my teeth next to you.
That was only 9.
I miss doing nothing with you.
The emotional-looking Leanne briefly gazes down, then staring at Teddy begins to smile. Watching her, he nods in agreement.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it a while ago. Do not open for 10 years, do you remember that?
No.
Okay, so, you got paper? Cotton? Leather?
Fruit.
Wood. Wood.
Something sweet.
Yeah.
Wool.
Yeah.
Bronze.
Yep.
Pottery,
I mean.
Do you know what this year is?
I think I've got a good idea, yeah. It's tin.
He holds up the mysterious tin can and smiling warmly offers it to her.
Happy anniversary.
This is for me?
I think it is, yeah.
You finally remembered. Ooh, what's in it?
I don't know, you've got to open it up. You've got a can opener? I mean, do they still exist, can openers?
Can opener.
There you go.
All right.
Using a can opener, Leanne twists its mechanism, slowly opening the tin. Her grin quickly fades as she lifts the lid and stares inside the container, before looking up in shock.
What? What is it?
How did you do that?
Tipping the can over, her missing wedding ring falls into her palm.
That's impossible.
Looking away wistfully, Teddy smiles to himself and begins to nod.
I think I do. I think I finally understand why. What are we doing?
What?
Why aren't we together?
What's the reasons? We had problems.
Yeah, sure, we had problems, but now, like, why aren't we together? Now?
It's more complicated than
that. It's not really. It isn't. I think it's very simple. I love you.
I love you. I love you too, but it's not that simple,
Teddy. Listen. We've always done things backwards, haven't we? Right, so I kissed you and then I met you. And then that kiss nearly killed me. But not kissing you would have been so much worse. So what are we waiting for? We have love. We have history. We have a great kid. And we still have time. Okay? And that time is running out so fast. Believe me, Leanne, it is running out so fast.
Taking the ring from her, he holds it up.
Every second that you wait is a second that you will never get back. How many more seconds of this crazy short life are you willing to waste?
I don't know. 10?
All right. The time starts now.
The ring between his fingers, Teddy stares into Leanne's eyes and the couple lose themselves in the moment before Teddy steps towards her. They kiss, wrapping their arms around one another. As they do, the sands of time sweep up off the counter and into the open tin. Images appear of their lives together, starting with their first New Year's kiss. Now they lie in a bed, smiling into each other's eyes. A young Tallulah walks out of a cloth teepee. Now she smiles at her father as he holds her up. A shocked Teddy holds a hand to pregnant Leanne's stomach. The couple dance on the beach on their wedding day. Becca shakes her head, looking to a sad Teddy. An older Tallulah laughs with her father, then hugs him. Teddy rubs Leanne's wedding ring as she smiles at him. On his wedding day, Teddy sandwiches Sam between him and his bride. That same night, the mysterious tin can sits in their bedroom as in the background, Teddy lies down on the bed with Leanne. In a blinding flash of light, he is back in bed. Teddy blinks, then rises quickly, removing the covers.
First morning as a married man, huh? How do you feel?
Teddy shakes the tin can.
I made mimosa.
Wow, really like mimosas, huh?
Hi.
He kisses her passionately.
Morning.
Where's my laptop?
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm gonna...
Teddy, what are you doing?
I'm gonna just book our honeymoon.
Are you kidding me? Where are we going?
Do you care? Okay. Where's my phone? There it is. Okay. Right.
Wow.
Where is he? Belinda, hi. It's Teddy. Listen to me. Belinda, this is going to sound like it's really out of the blue, but I quit, okay? I quit my job because my heart's not in it, Belinda. It never has been. And to be honest, I'm not 100% sure of what it is I do exactly. So there you go. I quit.
What are you doing? We can't survive on just my income alone.
Belinda, I don't quit, but I will be taking paid leave immediately, all right? And no more overtime, okay? And just a heads up, I'm going to start studying photography because it's what I love. And Belinda, life is too short to not do what you love doing. So there you go. As soon as I find a job doing what I love, I quit. All right, so if you call me back when you get this message, and hope you will. Love to Peter and the kids. All the best. Bye.
Are you insane?
Not anymore.
You were just about to quit your job.
Yes. So should you, because you fucking hate your job.
Yeah, and when I come up with a good idea for a novel, I will quit my job.
Right, okay, how about this? Right, so a woman meets the perfect guy, right? Except he's not the perfect guy. Turns out that he's actually her subconscious in human form. And then kidnaps her, it becomes some sort of thriller. I don't know, I haven't read it, but there you go. How about that?
That's a pretty good idea.
It's yours. No, I mean, literally. Literally, it's your idea. Yeah. Okay.
What are you doing on this one?
Right.
Hey, man. What's up?
Sam. Hello. Hello, mate. So good to hear your voice. It's Teddy. Listen to me.
What?
Listen to me very fucking carefully, all right? Okay. I want you to put a reminder in your phone for tomorrow, okay? To go to see a doctor for a skin cancer screening. Do you hear me? Skin cancer screening, right? And then I want you to put a reminder in your phone to do the same again the next year and again and again and again. And, mate, if you don't go, I'm going to drag you there myself, all right? I've just got a bad feeling. Okay, and Sam, listen, I love you, okay? I know that's going to sound weird coming from me now, but I do. I love you. And I don't say it enough because none of us say it enough, do we? So there you go. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Okay? Oh, yeah, one more thing. When you hear of something called Pony Chews, do you hear me? Pony Chews. Invest, mate. Invest everything you got, okay? You won't regret it. Trust me. All right, mate.
What the fuck are Pony Chews?
I'll see you later. Okay. Bye-bye. Right. What else? Oh, yeah. Do you remember my ex-girlfriend? The one from New Year's Eve?
Yeah, she's getting married. Becca.
Becca, yes.
Yeah, what about her?
Teddy rushes through the house and appears with the tin can.
Remind me to give her this.
What's that?
It's a gift. That's all. Okay. Right, I'm going to paint this room purple.
Why?
How do you feel about the name Tallulah?
I don't love it.
You will. You will, trust me. You will.
Teddy, slow down.
I'm going to slow down. Are you crazy? There's so much stuff to do.
I kind of feel like doing nothing with you today.
We're not doing nothing.
No? Right?
Absolutely not. No.
Why not?
Because YOLO, that's why.
YOLO.
Seriously. Seriously, fucking YOLO.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to do instead of nothing?
Everything.
We're going to do everything.
Why not?
Because we don't have time.
We'll make time.
Okay. When do we get started?
Now.
Now?
Taking his new wife by the hand, they run off through the house together. Zooming out away from the upstairs window of the house, sweeping white waters of the sea roll in towards the golden sandy beach nearby. As in the distance, a bright golden sun sets on the crest of the coastal town skyline. The end. Thank you.